This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns senior editor Vic Carucci. Vic, the 2013 Cleveland Browns rookie minicamp is underway, and yesterday all of the rookies arrived.
Yeah, they're all here. It's sort of like that first day of school feel when these guys come in. I mean, they have to take their photos. They have to get outfitted for their equipment. They meet their coaches. They kind of see their way around the facility and the locker room and what they're all a part of. And you can see the wide-eyed sense among these guys.
Yesterday, you had the opportunity to talk to head coach Rob Chudzinski. From a coaching standpoint, what do the coaches want to get accomplished over the weekend?
Well, I think the main thing, more so than the voluntary minicamp that was held earlier with veterans, this is really an evaluative tool, particularly with the 18 undrafted free agents that are brought in. They're going to see what they have among these guys. They'll make some decisions on which of these guys will be sticking around, say, to training camp. And also to just get a feel for how much these guys can grasp and know. You're cramming a lot in a short amount of time, and there's a lot of learning. There's complexities with the defense, complexities with the offense, and I think in general, the idea is to see who can absorb what and how much they can get in these cramped courses.
Vic, one interesting dynamic in this year's camp is that you have two sets of brothers on the roster. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's interesting because, of course, you know with Joe Hayden at cornerback, one of the primary players on this football team, his younger brother Josh, a running back from Boston College, is here. And it was interesting because Joe is watching little bro out there on the field and watching him work out and kind of, you know, urging him on, as you would expect. And then Paul Kruger, the Browns outside linebacker, he has a brother named Dave Kruger who comes here from Utah and is a defensive lineman and who's part of this undrafted free agent camp. And it'll be interesting to see, too, the brother dynamic, because Paul is very close with two of his brothers. He had another brother who was drafted by the Eagles, and I think it's important for him to not only establish himself, Kruger, as the new Brown and really the marquee guy of free agency, but to help his younger brother along.
Obviously, everybody wants to see Barkevious Mingo, but who will you be looking out during this year's camp?
Well, I think one of the biggest things I'll look for, and it starts with Barkevious Mingo, is just all that you've heard about his athleticism and what he can do. I mean, we've only seen the guy in a suit and a tie. Now to see him out on the field and to see how he moves around. And the same with Leon McFadden, the third-round draft pick, because essentially those are the two guys with the most realistic possibility of either starting or playing a lot for this football team of all the five draft picks and all the players that have been brought in as undrafted free agents. So how much they are ready to handle is one thing, and particularly with Mingo, it's pass coverage. That's not something he did at LSU as a defensive end. How smooth and how fluid is he in his movement? How good is he with his assignments? And the same thing with Leon McFadden, the different coverage combinations you get with zone coverage in this 3-4 Ray Horton defense, how he responds to that.
Vic, thanks for taking time out to join us. And Browns fans, please keep checking back to ClevelandBrowns.com throughout the weekend for more news and rookie minicamp features right here on ClevelandBrowns.com. For Vic Carucci, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.